Many of us are hoping for a smoother 2021. Before we get too far down the road, let's highlight some lessons learned from 2020. That and more on today's show.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and here to help us take charge, as always, is Andy Feldman. Andy is a certified financial planner with better than, almost 30 years in this business. And so, Andy, I like what you said there. You know, last year was certainly a year like few others, obviously. But do you really think that there are some lessons that we can learn that happened last year that we can bring forward and sort of take that lesson and move it forward, I guess is all I'm saying.
Yeah, sure. I really do, Steve. One of the things to do is to start out with an emergency fund. We tell everybody that we work with, you need to have at least 6 months to a year of your expenses socked away somewhere. Mm-hmm. There was a study done that found out that just $2,500 socked away can mean the difference between muddling through a crisis or falling off a cliff. And that's based on research from the University of Colorado Boulder. And to get to that level, you can have your bank start moving a regular amount to a savings account so you could have some cash. So in all our plans, we make sure the first thing that people have is that emergency fund. So sort of like the pyramid, that
right.
The ancient Egyptians built. So the bottom has to be the solid base.
Yep.
And that's where you have your cash accounts, your insurance and things like that. And then the next level might be, extended term CDs or bonds. Next level might be stock mutual funds. And of course, as you move up that pyramid, the risk of those investments goes up, but also potential return goes up. But yeah, that emergency fund is so important.
Right. And I guess that was something that became very painfully obvious, for the tens of thousands of folks that found themselves out of work unexpectedly. And like you said, I think that makes sense. $2,500 could make a big difference. One of the other things I think the takeaways from last year is with everybody getting sick, and certainly in New York, it was brutal to say the least. But getting your affairs in order is really an important step.
Yeah, it sure is. People living a normal life one day and then cut off from their families the next, in hospitals, nursing homes, due to the pandemic. And it really is a mess. So a lot of people ended up dying without wills or plans or even being able to say goodbye. So, we're going to talk about some must-have estate planning documents.
Okay.
Again, a lot of people think that they have to have millions of dollars to do estate planning and
sure.
elder care planning. And that's not true. People have homes, they have retirement plans, they have heirs. You really need to set things up in the right way, or it can really end up to be a problem later on. So first thing that's very important is a durable power of attorney. So what this does is it designates another person to act on the principal's behalf and includes a durable clause that maintains the power of attorney after the principal becomes incapacitated. So basically, if you have that for somebody, they're letting you make their decisions about medical, about financial, about pretty much anything.
Okay.
And that
really is a key document to have, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then we've got the last will and testament.
Yeah.
That's important,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, very. A lot of people don't have wills. So very, very important to have that. A healthcare directive power of attorney. So that's for if you ever become unable to make your own healthcare decisions or manage your own finances because of an injury or a serious illness or advanced age, you'd want someone, your spouse or someone you're close to step in and take care of you when you can't make those decisions for yourself. The next thing would be a transfer on death or payable on death. Transfer on death here is also known as TOD.
Mm-hmm.
You have to check if your state allows that. They do in New York. And that's how you can name a beneficiary on a non-IRA account. So on your IRA accounts, you have to name a beneficiary. Don't name your estate if you can help it. Anyway, name a person or a charity or whatever. But that bypasses the will and bypasses, avoids probate. It goes right to the beneficiary.
Sure.
In a non-IRA account, just like a regular investment account or bank account, you would put a TOD or ask the institution if you can have a transfer on death form. And on that, you would fill out your beneficiaries. And that also bypasses probate.
Okay.
And it takes precedence over your will.
So I'm going to go back to the healthcare directive, power of attorney. Mm-hmm. That is a really important document, especially if you find yourself in the hospital or you know, because if you're incapacitated, you need somebody to help make those decisions, and you need somebody that's looking out for you.
Certainly, yeah. That very, very important. Very good point.
Yeah. So, all right, so let's keep going. Yeah. We got our affairs in order, and I like this line that you have. It says, invest for the roller coaster. What does that mean?
Yeah. By the way, just one other point.
Yeah.
We were talking about before, beneficiary designation
is
very important. Make sure they're up to date. You know, a lot of people forget about that.
Well, yeah, you don't want that money to go to some ex, right?
well, that's true. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, the roller coaster back in between mid-February and mid-March, large company stocks fell 34% in about 3 weeks or 3 to 4 weeks. And then they rose 55% through October 23rd. So there you go. That's quite a lot of volatility, of course. For a while before that, there really wasn't a lot of volatility. So, you know, you can't risk having everything in stocks or stock funds if you want your investments to be there for your retirement. And a lot of times, when things are going well for a long period of time, people just expect that we'll continue to always be that way, but we know that's not the case. So, you know, make sure you have enough cash to outlast a downturn in a safe spot, like a bank account or a money market account, either in your IRA or 401k.
Well, and again, when you talk about the market taking a 34% hit and then it went up 55%, I think a lot of folks, as they saw that start to fall, they moved to cash. But the problem then is they didn't get back in. And that's the beauty of working with someone like you, Andy. You're a tactical manager, and so, you know, you might move to cash, but you're going to move back and be able to take advantage of some of those opportunities.
Yeah, that's a great point. That would have been the worst time to get out. And that, to me, is the biggest advantage to working with an advisor, a good advisor. They keep you on the path. They keep you with staying within the plan. And if you do suggest, well, this is really going down, I'm getting nervous, they're the ones that tell you not to do that. So if you had done that, that would have been a bad decision.
Sure. Folks, if you want to get a head start and have some time with Andy, it's 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. All right, let's keep going. We're talking about lessons learned from 2020 that can take us into 2021, despite the pandemic or with the pandemic, I guess. And, you know, like you just said, working with an advisor is a really important tool here. And again, it gets into Social Security. We've got to talk about that too.
Yeah, that's right. One of our favorite topics. If you've been laid off or furloughed, don't automatically think that, you know, you should take your Social Security. Consider maybe other investments and savings to get by. Maybe get a, you know, maybe a part-time job somewhere that could lead, hopefully, to a full-time job. So this is very, very important, and you can get your numbers at www.socialsecurity.gov/my-statement, and you could go online and get that, and you know, give us a call, and we can help you make that decision.
Well, again, I think that too, in last year, I think when folks found themselves laid off, it may have been a knee-jerk reaction. Well, I'm 62 or I'm 63, I can just go ahead and take Social Security, and that could really be detrimental in the long run.
It could. And again, like we always say, it depends upon your individual situation.
Of course.
It's possible that some people just really aren't going to get another job for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And maybe they need to do that. But a lot of people can do something else. And so maybe it's not such a good idea to make that knee-jerk reaction.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you'd like to have that voice of calm, voice of reason, that's Andy Feldman. And in fact, Andy, why don't we open up the lines and invite folks to give us a call right now?
Sure, Steve. So it all comes down to the fact that the pieces of your financial puzzle need to fit all together. Give us a call right now. Schedule that initial no-cost consultation. We'll walk you through the different financial puzzle pieces that you need to consider. For example, Social Security. So at what specific age do you start taking your Social Security benefit that will maximize your retirement income to the fullest? Fees. How much are you paying in fees and commissions with your current financial plan? We'll run what we call a forensic fee analysis to uncover any hidden fees or charges that you may not have known you were paying. And finally, an income plan. Do you have an income plan in place to make sure you aren't in danger of running out of money if you end up living, say, 30 or more years in retirement? And if you call during the show, not only will you get the complete financial review and second opinion package that we've seen others charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get a copy of the brand new guide that we just released for our radio listeners called the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide, and we'll provide you with an 11-page Social Security report and analysis that shows and explains when and why is the best time for you to take your Social Security and maximize your income benefits.
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Folks, take advantage of what Andy's offering here today. It's a great opportunity to sit down and put together a financial roadmap. It's a key piece of putting together that retirement and income plan. Andy can take that complex financial world, and it can get pretty complicated, whether it's Social Security claiming. There are so many moving pieces. Andy can translate that into something that really makes sense. It's a chance for you to get that true, practical financial review. And if you've never done it before, no time like the present. Don't procrastinate another day. Just make the phone call, 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You'll get that comprehensive financial review that Andy just talked about, plus all the extras that go along with it. And then when you walk out, you'll have in your hand that roadmap. It's a guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. Again, 866-646-BOSS.
Planning for retirement is challenging. When you throw taxes in the mix, things get even more complicated. We'll break down three tax rules that could help you avoid unpleasant financial surprises in retirement.
We are back on Retirement Boss Radio with Andy Feldman. It's where you take charge of your money. Andy is here to help us do that. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And, of course, Andy is a certified financial planner. You've got some time in the business. You've been around a day or two, as they say.
Yeah. Hi, Steve. I've been around the block a few times.
Yes, you have. You've seen some ups and downs and everything in between. And, you know, one thing remains pretty constant is that when you retire, your paycheck stops, but taxes and bills don't. So you've got to have that as part of your overall plan. And I think sometimes that goes unnoticed by some people.
Yeah, that's true. Well, a lot of people don't think as much about that as maybe they should. First thing is there are sometimes income taxes on Social Security. So even paying into the Social Security program for decades, you may owe taxes on your benefits once you retire. So your monthly checks may be subject to both state and federal income taxes. So state taxes will depend on where you live. And fortunately, there are only 13 states that tax those benefits.
And New York is not among them, is it?
They are not.
Yeah, good.
For once. All right.
Yeah, exactly. We certainly hear a lot about taxes in New York, that's for sure.
Yes, we do. Federal taxes, though, you know, they depend on your income and retirement. But here's the 13 states that do tax Social Security: Colorado, Connecticut, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia.
There does seem to be a little collection out there on the East Coast, huh?
Yeah. Well, we have Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut and Rhode Island.
Vermont. Rhode Island up there, a little New England flavor.
Sure.
But got a lot of Midwest and out West. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, whether or not you'll owe federal taxes on your Social Security benefits will depend on what's called your provisional income, which is your adjusted gross income plus half of your annual benefit amount plus any non-taxable interest. So if your provisional income is higher than $25,000 per year for individuals or $32,000 per year for married couples filing jointly, up to 85% of your benefit amount will be subject to income taxes.
Wow. That seems, I mean, that's yeah. That's a lot. And I know that when Social Security was introduced, I know FDR said, no, we will never be taxed. Well, then he died. And well, guess what happened?
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Didn't work out so well. No. So, you know, we talk about taxes, and again, Social Security is certainly something to consider. Also, you know, you've got to pay taxes on those retirement fund withdrawals, whether it's an IRA or a 401k.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're saving in a tax-deferred account, such as a 401k or a traditional IRA, you haven't paid taxes on any of your retirement contributions so far. So that means once you retire and start making withdrawals, you'll owe income taxes on your distributions, definitely federal if you live in a state that doesn't have state income tax, not state, but, you know, like Texas, like Florida, like mm-hmm. Washington.
Sure.
So if it's a Roth IRA, you will not have to pay taxes on the distributions. So even if you're already aware that you'll need to pay taxes, it's a good idea to estimate approximately how much you'll owe each year and factor that into your retirement budget. And again, that's something a lot of people forget about or aren't planning for.
Right.
And income taxes can take a large bite out of your savings than you may expect. And if you underestimate your tax bill, your savings might go as far as you need them to. So add that line item in the plan.
Well,
you know,
one
taxes.
Of, and again, that just goes back to why it's important to work with an advisor like you, Andy, who understands taxes in retirement and understands tax planning in retirement. I know you're not a CPA, but at the same time, you understand how these pieces of the puzzle fit together and how to at least, you know, we got to pay what we owe, but there's no sense in paying more than what we owe.
Absolutely not.
So let's talk about RMDs, required minimum distributions. We got a pass last year, but boy, they are back this year.
They are back in full force for 2021. So not only will you owe income taxes on 401k and traditional IRA withdrawals, but you'll also need to withdraw a certain amount each year once you hit age 72. Those are called required minimum distributions, commonly known as RMDs. So you're required, like I said, at 72, and it'll depend upon your age as well as how much money you have in your retirement accounts. So what they do is they use a life expectancy table. So when you start taking it at 72, obviously you'll have to take out less than if you were 90. And they use a factor based on the amount that you had in the account the prior December 31st. So if you were turning 72 this year, you would base it on the balance as of December 31st of 2020. And they use the factor for your age and tell you what your required minimum distribution is. Financial institutions will do that for you. You don't have to do it yourself. I mean, we do it if people don't know, but the financial institution will set that up for you. So if you don't take your RMD, you'll face a hefty tax penalty, 50% of the amount you were supposed to withdraw.
Oof, that's a bite.
So, yeah.
That's a big
yeah,
bite.
Yeah, that's a big one, yeah. So for instance, if you have an annual RMD of $30,000 and you skip it, you'll be slammed with a $15,000 penalty. Not good.
So not only with the penalty, but then you got to pay tax on what you would have to take out anyway. I mean, that's what a double whammy. But like you said, if you're working with you, you make sure that those RMDs come out and they can come out pretty much any time. And I know that, you know, you work with people to make sure that they come out when they're supposed to come out and that they are not forgotten.
That's right. That's right. So it's the first distribution is actually the deadline is the April following the year you turn age 72. But I recommend that you take out the first one that year, because otherwise you're taking out two the following year and paying more tax, maybe
wow.
even pushing yourself into a higher bracket. It depends on the situation.
Sure.
But yeah, we set it up on an automatic, whether it be once a year payment, quarterly, semi-annually, or every month. And then you can have the choice to whether to withhold federal and state tax if you want.
Sure.
And the amount.
And again, it's like I said before, we need to pay what we owe, but we don't need to pay more than what we owe. So how do we, you know, minimize or mitigate taxes in retirement? And I know that's a challenge for you, but you can help us do that.
Yeah, we do our best. One of the best ways to avoid these tax burdens is to invest in a Roth IRA. Mm-hmm. With a Roth, you'll pay income taxes on your initial contribution, but not your withdrawal. So you're putting those funds in after tax, as opposed to the traditional IRA or 401k, where you're putting it in before tax. Again, you know, usually if you're younger, that usually works out really well. And we've even had some older clients doing some Roth conversions and paying the tax now, because like we've mentioned on the show many times, they can end up having a 30, 35 year retirement. That's a long time for tax-free growth, tax-free withdrawals, as long as you hold that account more than 5 years.
Sure. Well, and again, the Roth is such a great way to go. And right now, the tax laws, the tax levels are as low as they have been in a long, long time. And chances are they're going to go up. So this might be the best time to do that Roth conversion.
Yeah, that's right. There's talk of the tax brackets being raised. And again, Roth IRAs are not subject to required minimum distributions within the account owner's lifetime. So that's another factor you won't need to worry about. You don't have to ever take it out if you don't want to.
Mm. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And again, because that becomes a good legacy then to leave to your heirs, your family, your kids, grandkids, whatever it might be, especially if it isn't in a Roth, so that won't ever be taxed.
That's right. And also a Roth can possibly help you reduce your Social Security taxes, because Roth IRA withdrawals are not included in your provisional income for Social Security.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's good to know as well.
Right. So
what's the takeaway here, Andy?
Well, try to avoid taxes as much as possible.
Yes, of course.
We can help you do that, of course, in accordance with your tax preparer, your CPA, your accountant. Mm-hmm. If most of your savings are in this, you can reduce that provisional income. So the whole goal is to, like you said, we don't want to pay tax where we don't have to. So we want to pay what we owe, but try to minimize that if you can, of course.
Sure. Well, folks, if we piqued your interest, if you'd like to see if you can minimize your taxes, now's a good time to give Andy a call, get on the calendar, and just begin with that conversation.
Yeah, that's right. So if it all comes down to the fact that the pieces of your financial puzzle need to fit together, give us a call right now. Schedule that initial no-cost consultation. We'll talk you through the different financial puzzle pieces that you need to consider. For instance, Social Security. So at what specific age do you start taking your Social Security benefit that will maximize your retirement income to the fullest? Fees. How much are you paying in fees and commissions with your current financial plan? We'll run what we call a forensic fee analysis to uncover any hidden fees or charges that you may not have known you were paying. And finally, an income plan. Do you have an income plan in place to make sure you aren't in danger of running out of money if you end up living, say, 30 or more years in retirement? And if you call during the show, not only will you get the complete financial review and second opinion package that we've seen others charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get a copy of the brand new guide that we've just released for our radio listeners called the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide, and will provide you with an 11-page Social Security report and analysis that shows and explains when and why is the best time for you to take your Social Security and maximize your income benefits.
Hey, what a great opportunity, folks. Don't let it slip by. This is an opportunity to sit down and put a financial roadmap together. Andy is there for you. He can take a lot of that complex financial world. I mean, what we've just been discussing, the taxes in retirement, it can get pretty tricky. Andy can smooth it out, make it clear, make it easy to understand. Here's your chance to get a true, practical financial review. And if you're listening, then give us a call. It's 866-646-4444. Boss. That's 866-646-2677. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review plus all the extras that Andy just talked about. You see where you are today, but most importantly, when you walk out, you'll have that roadmap that we talk about, that guide that's going to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677. Again, 866-646-BOSS. Andy, as always, a pleasure to be with you and to just get this information out there that is so important for folks.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Really good topics, really good show. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate that. And we're going to be back again next week. We'll have new topics, new questions, and a whole lot more right here on Retirement Boss Radio with Andy Feldman.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andrew Feldman Associates Incorporated are not affiliated. Roth IRA distributions tax-free if made 5 years after the initial contribution to the plan and you are over 59 and a half.